Neveleer runs Neveleer & Associate, also editor of four leading stock advisory newsletters. Welcome back, Louis Neveleer.
Good to be here.
Great to have you back. Are you all in Reno today or South Florida?
I'm in Reno.
All right. Well, we wanted to start off with, the top stories, obviously. On the market, we saw last week's unusual comments from Jackson Hole.
Yeah, I mean, the big thing about Jackson Hole was a lot of people were expecting Mario Draghi to say that he was going to wind down the quantitative easing. But he basically said it's still needed. So that means Goldilocks continues, that major central banks like the ECB, the Bank of England, the Bank of Japan continue to pump money into the banking systems because debt in all those countries is very low yielding, government debt. They're allowing them to buy corporate debt. And corporate America now can sell debt, overseas in these foreign countries. And Apple can borrow some 9-year notes in Germany yielding 70 basis points. And they can take all this cheap money and buy their stock back. So that's why the market's melting up. We're still in the Goldilocks scenario where we have low rates. Corporate America continues to borrow in the bond market and retired stock. You know, the 10-year treasury is under 2.13 right now. It's incredible. S&P dividend yield is like 1.95. Anytime the 10-year treasury gets near the S&P's dividend yield, it's a screaming buy signal.
I'd like your thoughts on this new competition potentially for Amazon services. We recently read that Google will be partnering with Walmart, of course, to bring sort of a delivery edge to their services and take on the Amazon behemoth.
Yeah, I think there is competition approaching for Amazon. I see it mostly in the Japanese companies, Alibaba, JD. You know, Amazon does not quite have a monopoly yet. And so I think that the fact everybody wants to get a piece of that Amazon pie is good. I'm not anti-Amazon. You know, they're one of the reasons inflation is low right now. But the, competition always arrives. And if Google wants to take on Amazon, they're a formidable competitor.
Last week we saw weaker than expected economic numbers. Do you think this is just an anomaly, just a blip, and we should see the markets find a floor in the next few weeks?
Well, last week it was mostly housing related, and this week it's not. The numbers are good. We're growing at 3%. Obviously, second quarter GDP was revised up to 3. Third quarter should be over 3% despite the horrible aftermath of Hurricane Harvey. The third quarter tends to be strong because our crops are harvested in the third quarter, wheat, corn, soybeans. In fact, a year ago, GDP was 3.5%, third quarter a year ago. We're getting near that 3% GDP growth. Now, what's also interesting, if we can narrow that trade deficit, we're going to be a lot closer to 3% GDP growth. Ironically, the upper revision in the second quarter was due largely to stronger consumer spending than anticipated. They revised up retail sales, as well as business spending. Third quarter is going to be mostly about the trade deficit. If we can continue to narrow that trade deficit, the 3% GDP growth is going to be much more sustainable.
Do you give any credence to the threat of North Korea? I mean, I think the markets have mostly shrugged this off, even though the mainline press just won't stop covering it, and it seems like things continue to escalate almost weekly.
Big bull markets climb a wall of worry, and this is just the latest worry, but ever since I've been doing this 38 years, the world has always been ending. It is what it is. Obviously, North Korea has a serious threat. The fact that they flew it over Japan is very serious. And obviously, we have the missile defense systems and all these stuff that we will continue to use to thwart them. You know, I think the missile they launched over Japan, you know, they launched from a different area. All these missiles are in trucks. So it is very hard to thwart them. You know what I mean? They can put the missiles in populated areas. It's a big threat, and, you know, we turned up the heat, and Mr. Trump doesn't want to pay extortion. You know, he basically says for 26 years we've paid extortion to them, and we'll see how it all gets resolved.
Yeah, that's interesting. You know, paid extortion for 26 years. Maybe it is time to find a different policy to deal with that region. Might explain some of the reason why they're so upset. All right, moving on to the precious metals. Looks like we're gearing up for better times, especially in the XAU with the gold and silver shares. Any comments?
Sure. All this uncertainty helps gold, but now with financial markets starting to run again, gold kind of had a little burp. You know, it was really strong when financial markets were struggling a bit in August. But with the low rate environment, I think gold will start to calm down now a bit. The low rate environment is just very good for financial assets. So I personally expect the melt up in the stock market to continue. I mean, there's basically four waves underway right now. We're in the The first wave, where we tend to rally going to Labor Day weekend, it's un-American not to rally into Labor Day. The second wave will be the second half of September, when we tend to do very, very well in the second half of September because there's quarter and window dressing, there's the 90-day ETF rebalancing. Mid-October is going to be a good time again just for the next round of earnings, and then finally, we think everybody should be in the pool by mid-November because it's a seasonally strong time of year, early January, in fact, year-end pension funding. So we do think this is the first of four waves that are coming that are going to help the market go higher. And, you know, again, as the stronger financial assets get, the more gold tends to settle down. But clearly gold is necessary as a hedge to stabilize your portfolio. So whether people want to have 6%, 8% gold, I'll leave that up to them. And, of course, we prefer physical gold.
Exactly. It's just a part of that free lunch that Markowitz told us about. Okay, give us an idea then as we wrap up on the energy sector. We're looking for maybe $60, even $70 a barrel. Do you see anything that could catapult us to that level?
The seasonally weak time of year is fast approaching. So I realize there's a disruption. I realize there's a big refinery disruption. I think demand for gasoline peaks in going into Labor Day, and then it's going to tail off. So I do think any uptick in oil prices is short-lived.
Can you give us candidates for people's portfolios, anything you've been watching maybe at the top of your radar screen?
As the market goes higher, it gets more narrow. We've had a lot of success this year with the ADR stocks, and ADR is American Depository Receipt International Stock. Some of it's China, because China's going to be added to MSCI indices next year, and a lot of people are jumping the gun on that. But we have a lot of big Chinese stocks. Our biggest holdings would be Momo, M-O-M-O, and Webco, W-B. That's Chinese Twitter. But we have a lot of Chinese stocks, Alibaba, Baidu. I mean, there's a lot of big ones in there. JD, who competes with Amazon. And so we have a lot of good Chinese ADRs. But we have other ADRs. So we have Ferrari. That's one of our biggest holdings. Its symbol is RACE. And they're all profiting from a weaker dollar, strong global economy. Here in the States, though, we're very tech-oriented. Our biggest holding is NVIDIA, but we have other big techs like Applied Materials. Ironically, we're not that big in FANG. The only FANG stock I have left is, I have Amazon, I do have Netflix. But I actually sold Facebook because they all started to cut the estimates, and then they beat, and then they reversed. But it's like a little whipsaw on Facebook. But, you know, most of our holdings are not FANG stocks.
Can you tell folks more, please, about the websites you have and some of the services you offer?
Research is online free. Our dividend grader is free. Our stock grader is free. You can go to NavalierGrowth.com, which is my newsletter site. Sign up for our free databases. But people should use this as a sounding board. We rank stocks on an A, B, C, D, and F basis. And A is a strong buy, B is a buy. But people should go in there and key in their portfolio and see how they rank. Hopefully they got mostly A's and B's.
Yeah, the only other thing I'd add here that Navalier & Associates provides a great service where they regularly show a list of, you know, 60, 70 or more companies that have been upgraded from hold to buy. I think that's a great place to start if you're looking to maybe revamp your portfolio. And we'll have links up to that here. All right. Well, Louis Navalier, we appreciate all your thoughts.
Good to be here.